like an Amar on page Ayin Daled. From the bottom paragraph, V'hashlah HaKadosh, the Holy Shlah. The Shlah stands, of course, for the Shnei Luchos HaBris. The Shlah HaKadosh was written by Rav Yeshaya Halevi Horowitz. And one of the unique Svarim in Klal Yisrael that's referred to as HaKadosh, the Holy Shlah. The Shlah HaKadosh in his Hakdama to his Sefer brings a Maimer Chazal. But the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, we know that in the davening of Rosh Hashanah, there are three sections to the Musaf. Yeah, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. And in each of those sections, we recite 10 psukim that have to do with that theme. So for example, when we recite the section called Malchios, we recite psukim from Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, which are connected to the theme of Malchus. Malchios. Okay. Now, why 10 psukim? What does the number 10 represent? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, Hani Asara Malchios, these 10 psukim that are recited by that part of the Musaf on Rosh Hashanah called Malchios, why do we have 10 psukim? Why did the Chazal pick 10 psukim? Why did the Chazal pick 20 psukim? Why did the Chazal pick 7 psukim? Amar Rebbe, Keneged Asara Hilulim, Sha'amar David B'Sefer Tehillim. 10 psukim and malchios corresponding to the 10 expressions of praise that David HaMelech used in Sefer Tehillim. That's kind of random. Okay. Rav Yosef says, no, I have a different pshat. Keneged aseres hadibros. Shenemer lo l'moshe b'sinai. Rav Yosef says, no, 10 psukim corresponding to the 10 commandments. Rav Yochanan Amar, a third pshat. Keneged asara ma'amaros shebehem divra ha'olam. It corresponds to the 10 utterances of creation by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Asara ma'amaros, with 10 expressions of speech, God created the world. So who's right? Is it keneged David HaMelech's expressions of praise in Tehillim? Is it keneged the Aseres HaDibros? Is it keneged the 10 utterances of speech that allowed for creation of the world? Which is it? And the answer is, as we've been learning, that if a Jew has a healthy sense of self and is able to properly look at others, it's Elu ve'elu devar Elokim Chaim. They're both true. They're all true. Each of these great Gedolei Tanayim v'Amoraim had their perspective. Each one was able to see it in his own way. So what does that mean? Let's take a look. Two lines from the bottom. Hainu. Ki kol echad amar kifi midaso v'dveikuso. Each one is responding to this question from his viewpoint, from his vantage point, from where his midah lies, from where his dveikus, where he's connected to his own neshama. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. So why did each one say what they said? So Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter explains this to us. Ela sherebi mi beis David ka'asi. Rav Yehuda Anasi came from the family of David HaMelech. So why do we have 10 psukim and malchios? Oh, of course, it corresponds to David HaMelech's 10 hilulim, 10 expressions of praise in Sefer Tehillim. Because that's where he comes from. He felt connected there. That's his nachala. Remember, we learned the other week about a Jew had a beautiful voice. He was a very good singer, and he didn't use his voice to properly serve Hashem. Remember? When Navos was killed, and he lost his nachala, and Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter explained to us, when a person is not true to his own strengths, he loses his inheritance, he loses his Yerusha. He loses the place from where he comes, because he's not being true to himself. So Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who comes from the family of David HaMelech, says, I see everything through the lens of David HaMelech. Namely, the 10 psukim of Malchios are keneged David 10 hilulim. Okay, top of the next page, top of page Ayin Hay. Amar keneged yud hilulim shomer David. I come from David, so that's where I see things. Rabbi Yosef is called in the Gemara Sinai because of his tremendous bekias. Rabba was called Oker Harim, one who uproots mountains. Rabba was very deep, very analytical. Great ability to uncover deep lumdas. Right, that was where Rabbos found his chelik in Torah. Very be'iyun. Rabbi Yossi had a broader, much broader knowledge, but more superficial, not as deep, not as sharp. So Rabbi Yosef was called Sinai, meaning the breath of Torah's Moshe that was given to us at Har Sinai. And Rabba was called Oker Harim, the one who uproots mountains, because he was able to overturn the sugya inside out. Okay? So therefore, what did Rabbi Yosef say? Why do we say 10 psukim in Malchios and Rosh Hashanah? Of course, because of the Aseres HaDibros that were given at Har Sinai. Because Rav Yosef was Sinai. That's where he connected. That's where he felt spiritually attached. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said the 10 utterances of creation, the 10 vayomers of creation. The Gemara really says maybe there's only 9 vayomers, plus the word Bereshis. Okay, whatever it is. But the ten expressions that Hashem used to create the world, why did Rabbi Yochanan say that? Because the Gemara tells us that Shufra de Rabbi Yochanan have a midugmas Shufra de Adam Arishon. Rabbi Yochanan, whatever this means, the shufra, the appearance, the beauty of Rabbi Yochanan was comparable, was similar to the beauty of Adam HaRishon. So Rabbi Yochanan saw himself being connected to what? To the beginning of creation. That's where he drew his, that's where his neshama comes from. Spiritually, he had a deep attachment to Adam HaRishon. So therefore, of course, Rabbi Yochanan said, oh, 10 psukim and malchios. That, of course, corresponds to the 10 expressions of speech that Hashem created the world. So you see, each of these tzaddikim had their own way of looking at reality, and they're all true. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. Va'ayin b'lekutim Maran chelik bey siman ayin gimel me'inyin zeh. Va'ayin sham asher kosev Rabbeinu, look what Rabbi Nachman writes over there, b'segulas lios ragil ba'amiras tehillim. Rabbi Nachman encourages a person to say a lot of tehillim, sheyesh ba kadei liftoach lefnei adam esu'ur v'ashar ha'shayach lo. Because by reciting tehillim, which expresses all the feelings of mankind, right? If you say a lot of Tehillim, eventually you'll hit those Prakim of Tehillim, which are your expression, and it'll help you to find the, so to speak, the gateway to your essence, to your Tachlis, to your purpose. Okay? Ayin Sham Dvarim Arevim Umatukim. Look over there to see the sweet words of Rabbi Nachman. But again, everyone kind of has to find, where do I enter? Where do I come from? Where's my Neshama drawn from? V'ayin Ba'akdama Sefer Bali Bris Avram. Look in the introduction to the Sefer, Balei Bris Avram, written by Rav Avram Azulai, who is a student of the Ramak, Rav Moshe Cordovero, the author of the Tomer Devorah, very, very deep Mekubalim. And he writes an amazing thing. V'da shekol neshama u'neshama, yesh l'chelek b'torah, masha'ein l'chaverta. I want to underline that line. Let's read it again. V'da, you should know. Shekol neshama u'neshama, yesh l'chelek b'torah, masha'ein b'chaverta. Lechaverta. That every soul has a unique chelek, a unique portion in Torah that is not found by anyone else. Which means there are chidushim that you could say that no one else in history could say. You mean I can have an insight into the Gemara that Rabbi Akiva Eger couldn't think of? Yes, the answer is yes. I can have a chidush in Avoda that the Baal Shem Tov didn't know about? Yes, you can. How could that be? The answer is because you're neshama and its connection to Torah is rooted in a different place than the greatest tzaddikim. So while they may have had loftier neshamos, but maybe our lower neshama can reach into a place that they weren't able to reach. Because it's so small, it can get into a little crack and discover a new idea, a new insight into Torah that was out of reach for gedolim and great tzaddikim. Yes?
Is the Vidah here the same
Kavanah as this? I don't know. Good question. I don't know what that Vidah means, so I don't... The Torah and the Jewish people's souls are one. What's the proof of this? Now he's speaking a little bit Kabbalistically, but we know the midos of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes. Yaakov is Tiferes. Yaakov is the Ishtam Yoshev Avalim. Yaakov is the one of the Avos who learned the most Torah. So therefore, Torah has a shaykhus to what? To Tiferes. And what does that mean? He says, uvetaf taf, taf taf is how you abbreviate Tiferes. Uvetiferes, sod Yisrael, sheim samach riboy neshamos. And somehow Tiferes alludes to the secret of the Jewish soul, which is what? Which is the 600,000 primary souls of creation. Now, we're not going to get into it. I don't know if I even really can even give you a poor explanation of what he's saying here. But let's just take it simply that Tiferes is the mid of Yaakov Avinu. Tiferes is Torah, and Tiferes also has a connection to the souls of Klal Yisrael. So my soul and my chelek in Torah are really one and the same. V'sein chalkinu b'sor ha'secha. Allow my chelek to be in your Torah. Right? What's my chelek? My chelek elokam imal, my neshama. Allow my chelek to be in Torah. Allow my neshama to find its Torah in this world. Okay? Asher kefi kol echad mehapirushim misham nishaveh shorash neshama achas miYisrael. And from a certain presentation or explanation or understanding of Torah, that's where your neshama was born. So your neshama might be rooted in Rashi's explanation of the pasuk, or your neshama might be rooted in the Ramban's explanation of the pasuk, or your neshama might be rooted in the Kedushas Levi's explanation of the pasuk. And there are many, many ways to explain the pasukim. You might have your neshama rooted in the Gemara's taich of the pasuk. Right? And therefore what? He says an amazing thing. Look how he ends the paragraph. Ula asid lava. Kol echad ve'echad yikra ve'yeda kol ha-Torah kefi ha-perish ha-megiyo la-sharsho asher al-yado nikum. In the future, every Jew will know the Torah in accordance with his understanding of the Torah from beginning to end. Your understanding, your neshama's understanding of Torah from beginning to end is entirely different, obviously related, but entirely different from my understanding of the Torah from beginning to end. And you'll be able to see every letter of Torah and understand it through your own unique perspective. Amazing idea. And our job in this world is to try to begin that process of trying to discover how do I connect with this idea in Torah. And maybe it's different than the way your friend connects with that idea in Torah. But Lasad Lavo, everyone's going to see through his neshama, the 600,000 different channels of explanations of Torah, every Jew will be able to find his unique chelek within them. Okay? Ad kan this piece. The next piece, again, is still thematically a continuation, but he's going to touch on a new idea now. Okay, let's see. U'mekablin dein min dein. It says about the angels that mekablin dein min dein, that they receive one from another, that they share with one another. We're going to talk now about how you can be both a mashpia and a mushpa. You can be a person who has hashpa on others, and you can be a person who is the recipient of someone else's hashpa. And how to do that in a proper way without being gaivadik, that, oh, I'm having a hashpa on this person. Right? But to be able, in an honest way, to share with one another, that we can all grow together. Okay, let's take a look. For those who were at the shir yesterday, you'll see there's some similar ideas here. U'mekablin dein min dein. U'vechina hazos, he's quoting again, he says, you see at the end of the paragraph, it says sham, he's still quoting from a piece he quoted a long time ago. Lekutei Maran, Torah Lamed Dalet. If you want to write it down, where the sham is, it's the 34th Torah on Likutei Maran. Ubechina azos sheyesh bo yosem ibechavero, hu mashpia umeir umeora lev chavero. And in the thing that you are, again, we've been talking about finding your chelek in Torah. So in the thing that's unique to you, in that aspect of Torah that you're greater than your friend in, then you have the ability to mashpia, to influence, umeir, and to illuminate, umeorer, and to awaken lev chavero, the heart of your friend. You can teach someone else. You don't have to be a professional teacher to have a hashpa on another person. Because you have certain kochos that vada he doesn't have. Because Hashem made everyone unique. The chavero tzorach lekabel his oris ubechina azos mimenu. And if your friend is a proper Jew who wants to grow, who wants to be influenced by good things, so he'll try to listen to those good aspects of you that you're trying to share with him. V'gam tzorach chol adam ledaber im chavero b'yir ha-shamayim. And when two people sit together and they talk about holy things, I'm so happy. There was someone in my community, one of the guys who davens in Armenian. Great guy. It was his birthday this Shabbos. So he made a little kiddush in his house after davening. And everyone was standing around. People were drinking l'chaims and eating herring and having a little chulin. But it was so nice to see. Everyone was just talking, just like swapping divrei Torah. So at one point, I didn't say it. I held my tongue. I was going to be like, why? Like, when did we get so frothy? Everyone's just standing on talking Torah the whole time. No one wants to talk about, like, sports or something. It was a beautiful thing to see. Right? And different people were sharing with each other. This one said of art. Oh, I heard this. I heard that. It was so nice. It was so natural. It was such a nice thing to see. Baruch Hashem. So when people stand together, right, and they share, and they're communicating, Yiras Shamayim, they're talking about holy things. Kedei lakabel his oris belibo, me'anukuda sheyesh b'chavero yosem imenu. When you're talking to someone else, try to see, what can I learn from this person? Because the same way I know I have something to give this person, I have to have the humility to know that there's something I can take from this person, I can learn from this person. There's something that he has, that he's better at, that I can learn from. Kamo shekasev u'mekablin dein min dein. Right? As we know, that the angels, what? Are mekablin dein min dein. They take from one another. They learn from one another. They influence, and they are influenced by one another. And further on in Likutei Maran, maybe Rabbeinu Kai Lishna, Rabbi Nachman says the following expression. When Jews talk about godly things, Nasa or Yashar v'or Chozer. Now we're going to explain what those concepts mean, so don't get nervous. It creates an or Yashar, a straight, direct light, and an or chozer, a reflexive light, a light that's returning, a returning light. A light that's going out, that's shining out, and a light that's shining back. Or yashar or chozer. What does that mean? So he explains. Klomar. Kishe'echad medabrim chaveru b'yashamayim, and two Jews get together, and they talk about spiritual things. Kigon kishe'omer lo dibur me'ir mechazal. When you say, yeah, you got to hear this gemara that I heard today. You got to hear this medrash that I heard today. When you share a maimer chazal with someone else, an illuminating maimer chazal, turn the page. Oh, davar musar, top of page ayin vav. Misefer kadosh shira. Or you say, you got to hear this vart from the Tiferes Shlomo of Radamsk that I heard today. You got to hear this insight, right, that Rav Weinberger shared from the Baal HaTanya. When a person shares an insight in Torah, O rayon vehergish shal atzmo mehamuna hakadosha, v'ashem yisbarach, uvitarasu hakadosha. Or if you share a feeling that you had, this past Shabbos, wow, you can't imagine. I saw this tzaddik, and you could see he was just dripping with amuna. You could see it shining off of him. Right? Or wow, I heard this Dvar Torah, I don't know how to say it over, but I have to just give you over the feeling that I had while I had that experience. O miyiras chet, o mimiza tova. Whatever it is you're sharing, whether it's a Torah insight, whether it's a way to serve Hashem, whether it's a character trait, wow, I saw this guy, he's such an ish chesed. I learned so much by watching that person. V'chaveiro misorer mizeh, and your friend becomes mitorer, he becomes awakened, right? Spiritually aroused by it. Hareza nikra or yashar mehamashpia lahamakaba. That's an or yashar. You've now taken from your light, from your connection to Hashem, and you've shined it outwards directly onto this person. Or yashar. A light that's directly emanating from you to another person. When you see his face light up, what happens? You become even more excited. When you see that the idea that you shared resonates with your friend, then that light, so to speak, that Kedusha, bounces back to you. And that's called the Or Chozer. So every time, even as you're being Mashpia, you're being Mekabel. And sometimes, by the way, and this is why it's so important to do for other Jews, you sometimes say, oh, I'm giving so much to this person. The Medrash says, for example, when it comes to Tzedakah, the Medrash on Megillas Rus, in Rus Rabbah, Medrash Rabbah and Rus, it says that more than the rich person does for the poor person, the poor person does for the rich person. What did he do for me? I gave him my money. How did he help me? Obviously, the pashup shot is the fact that you got a mitzvah and he helped you turn cash into mitzvahs. That's good. Right? But there's a certain give and take that always takes place when two Jews connect in a holy thing. Lava Treva used to say, when two Jews come together, right, their two neshamos unite in a way that their bodies don't. Two bodies are two separate bodies, but the two neshamas are able to unite in a very deep way. So when two Jews are sharing an idea together, realize the one who's being mashpia, the one who's giving of his time for someone else, might be getting more in return than he's giving to someone else. The light that bounces back may be even stronger and brighter than the light that you were shining outwards. That's what the Gemara means when it says in Maseches Tanis and Maseches Makos, on Daf Zayin and Daf Yud, that more than I learned from my rebbeim, I learned from my friends, and more than I learned from my friends, I learned from my talmidim. The ones who I thought I was giving them Torah, they were giving me Torah. Right? The Rebbe learns more from the Talmud than the Talmud learns from the Rebbe. So there's an Or Yashar and an Or Chozer. Yeah, Menashe Nechemia, what do you say?
How are you uniting if the best form of tzedakah is anonymous? So,
yeah, that's true. There's Madrigas and tzedakah. But you should realize that no matter what you're, right? The point I'm just trying to make is that more than the one who's giving, right? More than the one who's giving is giving, he's taking. That's why it says, Vayikhu li truma. It doesn't say yitain li truma. It says, take from me a truma. Take, I'm giving you my money, Hashem. I'm giving you my possessions to build a mishkan. Hashem says, trust me, I promise you, you're taking, you're not giving. There's a lot more energy, a lot more light that's shining back at you than the light, or that the gifts that you're giving to the mishkan. Okay? So again, so when a person has ashpan another person, and his chavero is misorim, he's that third line, Hareza nikra or yashar mehamashpia lamakabel. Or yashar means a direct line of kedusha, emanating from the mashpia down to the makabel, right? From the influencer to the one who's receiving. Umiderach hateva, and it's the way of the world. Kesha mashpia margish sha mushpa hisorer. When the mashpia sees that the talmidim, the person who he's having a hashpa on, is receiving, when he sees that the other person is happy to receive that light, that idea, that feeling, azayim ashpia mesor yoser. So then the Rebbe gets excited. Right? When the Rebbe's Talmidim are dead, then the Rebbe's dead. When the Rebbe's Talmidim are energized to learn, then the Rebbe gets even more energized to learn. Why? Because that's the Or Yasha Or Chozer. It's the light reflecting off the Talmidim and bouncing back. Nimtza Shah Or Heir Shuv Meha Mushba La Mashpia. So the light reflects itself and shines backwards from the Mushba, from the receiver, back to the one who gave it over, to the Mashpia. Vizen Nikra Or Chozer. That's called the Or Chozer. Okay? It's a very deep Kabbalistic idea, but we thank Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter for explaining to us in a very simplistic way. Va'ayin sham shelefamim makdim or chozel or yashar. And interestingly enough, Rabbi Nachman explains that sometimes the or chozer comes before the or yashar. What does that mean? It means that before the Talmud, before the mushba, the one who's receiving, the makabel, even fully grasped the idea, the one who tried to give over that idea has already received some of the return, some of the bounce back. If the student, if the receiver, has a small mind, he has an inability to fully grasp the idea. And before he even grasps his Rebbe's words, just the fact that he wants to grasp his Rebbe's words gives the Rebbe great nachas. So the Rebbe is already receiving the Or Chozer before the Talmud even grasps the Or Yasha, before he gets the idea. Sometimes the Mashpia, just by sharing the idea, right, just by saying the idea, reminds me how much I like it, and that also, I could be speaking to a wall. Rabbi Nachman actually talks about that. What happens when the person on the receiving end doesn't receive? You should realize there's always, it's like throwing a bouncy ball off a wall, it always bounces back. Right? The wall doesn't have to receive it, the wall doesn't have to hold on to it, but it will send it back. So when you speak to a Talmud, when you speak to a person, a friend, you speak to a relative, speak to one of your children, God willing, one day, and you feel that they're not getting the message, you shouldn't feel that you're wasting your breath. Right? The fact that you're talking about it is going to remind you how serious you need to be about that idea. Im kol zeh, ha-mashpia his orer kvar midvarv shedibar lachavero, ha-gam shechavero adayin lo hisorer. Sometimes the receiver has yet to receive, and yet the one who's been mashpia is already getting the returns. V'zeh nikrasha or chozer kodlam esorer yashar. Sometimes the light of return, right, hits home before the or yashar, before the initial hashba leaves its mark. Ayin Sham Shriyesh Bekeinze Bekisve Ariza. This is a very deep idea in the writings of the Ari. The Ari HaKadosh. Bisora Oros Hanishpam Ba'olamos Helion. This has a lot to do with the give and take of the worlds and the relationship between the spiritual worlds above and HaKadosh Baruch. Okay? But we're trying to understand the Bedar Chavodah. We're not learning Kabbalah here. We're trying to understand how when Jews share ideas together, they both grow. And it becomes, again, that light keeps bouncing back and forth and back and forth, and the deeper the relationship is, and the longer and more connected they are, the more they're going to be able to what? Mekablin dein min dein. To gain a lot from one another.
Is this the same order as in the eighth story with the boys trying to go see the tzaddik and he ends up killing himself to the father giving an astosis unit, the orgadon and the orkatan?
Okay.
Same thing?
Right. Then there's this, yeah, there's an inner called the orgadon and orkatan. Mochen de gadlus, mochen de kadlus. Yeah. It's all for sure related.
So
that requires people to really, right? Each person has to see the other person as being gadol, and seeing himself as katan.
There, that's interesting.
Okay, but that's the point. That relationship, husband and wife, parent and child, Rebbe and Talmud. There's a million different ways. But again, it's a sharing of oros, it's a sharing of one's energy, one's spirituality. That's a very chashuv thing. Okay, next paragraph, chavra. Uvlekute maran chelak bey simen zayin oz dalit. Kosei. Rabbi Nachman writes again. V'chol adam yachol lekayim zos lahamid talmidim. When it says in Pirkei Avos that you should make a lot of talmidim, va'asu talmidim harbe. So you'll say, that's speaking to Rabbeim. No, it's speaking to every person. Everyone should have talmidim. Your Talmud could be your friend. Your Talmud could be your younger sibling. Your Talmud could be your parents. You could have a hashpah on your parents because you went to yeshiva and your parents maybe never had that opportunity. Everyone should be able to what? Lahamid talmidim. To gather and to create many talmidim. Ki kishishnayim medabrim yachad b'yiras shemayim. when two Jews get together again and share spiritual matters, azai kishe'echor meyer lachaveiro be'ezah dibur, and one of them illuminates the other one with something that they're sharing, something that they're saying. Excuse me. Nechshav chaveiro atzlo b'chinas Talmud. When you have something and you give it that idea to someone else, it could be the simplest vart on the parsha, a simple halacha, you've now made that person your Talmud. Ulefavim nasal hefech, and sometimes it goes in the opposite direction. Da'inu kishe'acher kach, hu mekabel mechavero eze dibor, azay nasahu v'chinas Talmud l'gabi chavero. And then when your friend shares something back with you, you become his Talmud. So everyone's a Rebbe, and everyone's a Talmud. Everyone's a Mashpia, and everyone's a Mekabel. Ad kan l'shono, look there in the words of Rebbe Nachman. V'nira shekan gam mashu mekabel mechavero hareze nikra or yashar. And therefore every person is both, what? Being Mashpia or Yashar, receiving back their own Or Chozer, receiving someone else's Or Yashar, helping that person to have the Or Chozer. Again, we're blending all of our kochos, and it's all rooted in a very simple and deep reality that the Jewish neshama is all really one big neshama. Right? There's no you versus me. Our bodies are separated. But our neshama is one. Which means as much as I care about the very essence of my own neshama, I care about the very essence of your neshama. Why? Because it's all one neshama. In the higher realms, we're all just one big neshama kolelas. One big all-encompassing soul. Okay? And again, he says, look in the words of Rabbi Nachman there for very sweet and beautiful ideas about how we're able to create great tikkunim when Jews allow their neshamas to connect and not be separated. That allows for tremendous, tremendous tikkunim to take place in the higher realms. Okay? Bottom paragraph. Hina isa bechazal. We find the statement found in the Reishis Chachma attributed to Chazal. Shila'asid shawalim la'adam imhimlech es chaveru Allah. Very interesting, Maimar Chazal. In the future, a person is going to be asked, did you crown your friend over you? Was your friend your king? What does that mean? Umuva b'chovas halavavos. If you look in the Sefer Chovas halavavos, in the section on humility, Shah Hachnia, the gate of humility, Shalu le'echad ha-chachamim. They asked one of the great sages, B'ma zachis halios adon l'chol b'nei dorecha. How did you become the head of your generation? How did you become the god l'ador? What midah did you have that allowed you to become such a melech, such a spiritual melech? V'heishiv, he says it was simple. Sheme olam lo pagashi adam, shelo ra'isi bo maila yesera alai. I never met anyone who I didn't see him as having greater maila than me. Every person I met, I focused on, wow, this person has something that I don't have. And I saw everyone as being greater than me. I never encountered a person and didn't see the maila that he had over me. I always saw myself as smaller than him. In other words, by making everyone else king over you, right, you get the most returns out of that. And you become the Gadol Ador. And you see it about Gedolim. Real Gedolim, they're able to really look at people with a true Ayin Tov, not to just be Malamed Tzchus, but to really see, wow, to see the genuine Nekudos Tovos in every single yet. Yeah, Nathan, you want to say something? Yeah, Mala, Madrega. A level of greatness, right? Klomar, in parentheses. Tamad reisi b'chol adam ma'ala she'in bi. I saw in someone else a madrega that I don't have. And when you try to see others as better than you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow you to get great returns from that. Then, in fact, you'll become someone who other people see in that way. Right? That everyone else will look at you in that way, and you'll become the melech, the spiritual master of the generation. Umida zu garma lo lachna, and through this mida, through this character trait, a person comes to humility, lelimud ulishtalmus, mikol adam vaadam hachizacha lamashizacha. Through the humility of learning from everyone, right? Eza uchacham halomim mikol adam. Who's the person who's truly wise? The person who collects and tries to learn from everyone because he knows that Hashem made everyone with certain strengths, and I want to collect all of them. I want to learn from all of them. It's an amazing thing. The more humble a person is, the easier it is for that person to collect Torah. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu is Anov Mikol Adam. Moshe is the humblest of all. And for that same reason, Moshe is the one who collects the most Torah. Because the more you're willing to humble yourself and to work with others and to have the humility to learn from others, the more you make yourself into a kli to receive. And it will fill up. I'll just point out a very interesting thing that the Sfarim bring. because I think it fits beautifully with this idea of seeing others, always seeing another person as being bigger than yourself. So there's two things I always think of. Number one, it's found in Kadmonim. And I say Kadmonim because I don't know exactly where the source is. The Sfarim that I've seen, and I don't share a source for it. But it's found in Kadmonim, the following question. If we always favor, right, the early authorities tell us, if we always favor the right side, if the right is always supposed to be stronger than the left, that the Tzad HaChesed is supposed to be stronger than the Tzad HaDin or Gvura, right, the right side is always more holy. Again, a person who's a lefty obviously may have differences in halacha, but most people are righties. And when a person who's a righty performs halacha, he holds the Kiddush cup in his right hand. He holds the lulav with the hadas and the ravos, since it's three compared to the one esrog, in his right hand. Right? You take a davar shebekedusha, you make a brach on an apple, you hold it in your right hand. You pick up something holy, Mishnah Berurah says, you take a sefer off the shelf, which hand should you take it with? You should take it with your right hand. So the question is, so why is your heart on the left side of your body, more to the left than to the right? You would think that such a precious part of being a Jew, like we learned yesterday, those of us in the morning, we're learning how tefillah is the avodah shel halev. And you can say all the words, but if you don't put your heart into it, you haven't done anything. So your heart should for sure be on the right. And Kadmonim and early sources tell us that the heart is on the left because my heart being on my left is on your right. Because my heart's not for me, my heart's for you. It's kavaldik insight. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, your heart is not supposed to be the source of life just for yourself. It's a very strong reminder, as your heart is beating, as Hashem gives you life, you don't live for yourself. You live to give to Klai Yisrael. You give to others. Anyone know why the Yom Tov of Pesach is called Pesach? Have that chumash one second. What does the word Pesach mean? Anyone know? Don't be shy. You've heard the English translation before. Passover, right? Pesach is a lashon of Passover.
I thought it was wrong because what it was saying.
Why are you wrong? You're not wrong. Pesach. Pesach means Passover. Yeah, that's one shot. Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Pesach ala Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over our homes. Good. It's a nice shot. What else does Pesach mean? And the Mamish goes to the core of what the Yom Tov is about. If you look in Rashi, if you look in Unkelis, in Shemos Perek Yud Beis, it tells us that Pesach, listen to this, Rashi says, U'pasach Hashem ala Pesach v'chamal ches mem lamed. Chamal. What does chamal mean? Unkelis says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chamal al Yisrael. What does chamal mean? Chamla gedoyla. Chamla means what? Rachmanis. Pesach means Rachmanis. Yeah? The Yom Tov of Pesach, that maybe we'll learn a little bit in a couple of minutes, is the Yom Tov that begins with the halachos of what? Giving tzedakah, maos chita, making sure other people have what they need for Pesach. Yeah? It's a time of tremendous mercy that Hashem had on us, and it's reminded to us that we have to have Rachmanis on other people. The very word Pesach means chamal, which means Rachmanis. Have Rachmanis on someone else. It's a big theme on Pesach. And that's why on Pesach we're so much more sensitive. But the Gemara talks about it more, and the Halacha reflects it more, that we're extra, extra sensitive to make sure that everyone has their needs for Pesach. We provide people with opening Mishnah, Arvei Pesach, and we make sure that people have everything that they need for the Seder. So my heart, which is on my left, is not for me. It's closer to the middle, but it's more to the left than to the right, to remind me that my heart is for someone else. And like Rabbi Nachman is describing here, and like the Chovas HaLevavos is describing here, how do you become greater than someone? How do you become a melech? By treating other people like a melech. By always seeing yourself as being smaller than the person that you're standing in front of. Where do we have another physical reminder of this idea in our body? When you look another person in the eyes, right, when you're standing opposite someone, you look them face to face, eye to eye, panim el panim. You look another Jew in the eye, another person in the eye, you see yourself being reflected. You see a reflection of yourself in their eyes, like a mirror. You look someone in the eye, you see a reflection of yourself. And how do you see that image of yourself? Literally, the reflection of you in their eyes. It's small. You see a small reflection of yourself. Which means, so to speak, I see the full person standing in front of me. I see the full version of him, and I see a small version of me. That's literally what happens when I look someone in the eyes. If you look in Tehillim, Perek Yud Zayin, David Melech Davin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, Shamreini ki ishon bas ayin. Protect me like the Ishon, Aleph Yud Shin Vav Nun. Protect me like the Ishon Bas Ayin. What is the Ishon Bas Ayin? What's the Ishon Bat Ayin? The pupil of the eye. David HaMelech says, protect me. Watch over me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Make sure that I'm as guarded as what? As the pupil of the eye. very delicate part of the body. No one likes getting poked in the eye. David HaMelech says, Shamreini ki yishon basayim. Protect me like the ishon. Why is the word for pupil of the eye ishon? Aleph yud shin, ish vav nun. Says the Radak in his commentary on Tehillim right there, Tehillim perek yud zayin pasuk ches, v'nikra ishon, lefi sheniris bo tzuras ish. Why is the pupil called an ishon? Because when you look someone in the eye, you see the tzura, you see the image of a person. Who? Yourself. A reflection of yourself. And why is it ishon with a vav nun? He says because vav nun always comes at the end of the word lahaktin, to represent a small version of something. Lefi shatzura hikatana. Because the image of the person that you see when you look someone else in the eye is a picture of a small person, namely a small reflection of yourself. So Rav Mordechai Gifter Zatzal from Tells used to explain that this is not just a random thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu programmed us this way so that when I look another Jew in the eye, I see the big version of him and a small version of me. And it reminds myself, wow, he's so big, I'm so small, there's so much I can learn from this other person. And when a Jew looks at another Jew in that way, right, then Makablin Dain Mindain, then Jews are able to influence one another. Able to share with one another, able to influence one another, able to give and take from one another. Yesterday in the shir that I gave to the Kol Yom Rishon, I spoke about how in this week's Parsha, when it talks about the Luchos, it says, Vayikach Vayiten. When it comes to Torah, there's always, by the other Kalim, it just says, Moshe, Vayiten Es HaMenorah, Vayosem Es HaShulchan. He just placed things in their place. By the Luchos, it says, Vayikach, he took Vayiten, and he gave. Because when it comes to Torah, there's always a give and take. And that's what we're learning here. We have to have the confidence in ourselves to believe that I can have a hashpah on someone else, and at the same time to have the humility to be willing to learn from someone else. And like we said before, when Jews do that, the neshamas unite, and that's a ticket to Gula. Okay? I want to stop here for today.